12 years ago, Scott Panetti forced his way into the home of his estranged wife and killed her parents. After a trial during which Panetti represented himself and behaved erratically, a local Texas judge ruled the former resident of Poinette, Wisconsin, was competent to understand his crimes. Panetti was given the death penalty, and this February was about 24 hours from execution. Then, in response to a motion from Panetti's lawyer and other supporters, a federal judge ordered mental exams to see if Panetti is competent enough to understand his proposed punishment. At an ice cream parlor in Fredericksburg, Texas, the delay in the case does not sit well with the parlor's manager, who gives his name as Joe. The murders took place just a few blocks away from the store, and Joe says he thinks Panetti has been competent all along.
In Fredericksburg, the rumor is that it's all an act, that defending himself was all part of the act, that out of anger did he kill his in-laws, and we think that the death penalty should stand.
A little to the west along Fredericksburg's main street, outside the post office, another local resident declines to give even her first name, but she's plenty upset that Scott Panetti is being studied again.
He knew what he was doing, and I don't think personally he should have gotten off, but that's what they do around here.
An hour to the east of Fredericksburg is the Texas state capital of Austin. There, several nonprofit groups, including the Texas Defender Service, have taken up Panetti's cause. Defender Service attorney Andrea Kylan argues that Panetti is mentally ill and says there's some legal precedent for letting him live.
We've seen the Supreme Court in recent years rule that it's not constitutional to execute people who are mentally retarded. I would submit that it's not constitutional to execute people who are severely mentally ill. Whether that's enough to stop the Texas killing machine, I don't know.
In the last few years, Texas has reduced the number of people it has put to death, but it still led the nation last year with 24 executions. Sterling Burnett of the Dallas-based National Center for Policy Analysis says it's not illegal to execute the mentally ill.
In Texas and in a majority of the states that have the death penalty right now, the mentally ill, though not those who are under legal definition insane, can be executed. And it's not as if every jury looks at the facts in the same way. Some mentally ill people wind up with life in prison.
That's my son. And that's him with his mule and his horse. He's a very handsome, personable person.
A lifetime prison sentence for Scott Panetti would be acceptable at this point to his mother, Yvonne. Mrs. Panetti has 5 scrapbooks about her son and his mental health and legal battles. She says Scott has a long history of schizophrenia and thinks an alter ego named Sarge committed the murders.
As a mother, I tried to get him to relate to me how he felt about this tragedy. And I said, "You must be so remorseful, Scott." And he said, "Well, Mom, I feel bad, but, you know, I didn't do it. Scott didn't do it. It was Sarge who did it." And to this day, Scott believes that Sarge did the crime.
Yvonne Panetti concedes the work of trying to keep her son alive has been difficult, but she says she and her husband Jack keep going for the rest of the family.
You get strength, and I believe because of our belief in God, that we get strength from him, and we get a lot of encouragement from family and friends.
The Panetti strength buckled a little last month when 2 court-appointed mental health experts in Texas recommended that Scott Panetti is competent enough to be executed. Before a Texas judge sets a new execution date, Panetti's lawyers are asking for a hearing on the report and may ask for their own mental health experts to examine Scott.
Mrs. Panetti says if a local judge won't grant that request, they'll take the case back to federal court. But speaking last night from the Elder Panetti's home near Ladysmith, Wisconsin, Mrs. Panetti acknowledged Texas recently executed another killer who she says was more mentally ill than her son. Chuck Kronbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.